A top-tier oboist is not only musically gifted, but a skilled craftsman as well. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the sound of the instrument relies on a sliver of wood, usually shaped by the player himself.
A slender woodwind with metal keys and a flared bell, the oboe is played by blowing air into a small reed, which the Philadelphia Orchestra's principal oboist, Richard Woodhams, says is a piece of bamboo scraped down until it's thinner than a human hair.
This reed is pretty good, I think. We like to have a sound that we think of as being round and full and rich in overtones.
Although reeds can be bought, like nearly all oboists, Woodhams crafts his own. It can take hours, and not every reed turns out well.
Here's a reed that I made yesterday that I thought would be pretty good, but it turned out to be pretty bad. It has a strident sound and a sort of obnoxious to my ears, although it might suit a certain piece of music.
All this whittling can drive a person nuts, says Woodhams.
All the old canards about oboists being crazy and so forth, I don't think it's from the pressure of the air on the brain. I think it's from making reeds. And they change with the weather, and they change with the temperature, and it's a very, very persnickety and finicky instrument.
It's a lot to take on. Virtuosic musician, master craftsman, risking a little madness. But the rewards are great.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.